Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts 9:26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. Saul wanted to join the church. That's a good positive thing. However, his baggage followed him. Let's drive home this point before we look at the rest of the verse. Just because one becomes a believer in Jesus does not mean the world will forget about your past. Saul of Tarsus, he arrived at the church door. "Hi, I'm Saul of Tarsus. I want to join the church." Slammed the door in his face. Just because Saul of Tarsus is now a believer, that does not mean that people will forget the past. Oh, God will forget the past. Jesus will forget the past. But as long as anyone who is affected by an event is still alive, that event will not be forgotten. In the case of Saul, he personally touched the lives of everyone in that church, beginning by consenting to the death of Stephen. There was a reason why Peter had to go on road trips to churches now. It's because of Saul of Tarsus starting the persecution. Even in his epistles, the Apostle Paul is pretty clear about the rotten thing he did to the believers. So these believers in Jerusalem, when he showed up at the door of their church, the first thing they thought, "This can't be true. He's only here for one reason. He's going to take us away. He's going to throw us into jail. He's going to stone us. He's going to do all these rotten things." As we said at the end of the last lesson, that's natural. These people are human. Don't take this away from them. Yes, they are strong in the Lord, but they're also human. That's what takes place in verse 27 becomes so key. "But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how that he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Jerusalem in the name of Jesus." In other words, Barnabas was led by the Lord to introduce Saul of Tarsus to the church. Let me repeat that main point. Barnabas was led by the Holy Spirit to bring this man to the church. Barnabas does this because the anointing is with him. This is the only reason why a Barnabas, who was also deeply affected by what Saul of Tarsus did, could do what he did. When it comes to the moving of the Spirit, sometimes the Spirit will ask you to do something which goes against all logic. And part of that logic is what? Well, witnessing to a guy who you think is not going to be saved, or even worse, believing one has changed just because you met him. But Barnabas, because it was revealed to him by the Lord, now is willing to take the case of Saul of Tarsus. I would even say, knowing the flow of the rest of the book, there's going to be a strong bond between these two in the short run. A bond that would lead them to minister in ways that no one could have ever imagined at this point. Verse 28. "And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem." Now, Saul of Tarsus is a part of the church. The Apostle Paul will later on say that when he was in Jerusalem, he met with Peter, he met with the Lord's brother. They noticed, and it was revealed to them, that the change in this man was a legitimate real change. Therefore, they allowed him into the church. When one legitimately changes, allow him into church. But let me add this. There's going to be a witness of the Spirit inside of you first before you do it. Are we together on this?
Amen.
It's one thing to take someone's word. I would rather take the word of the Holy Spirit. That's what Barnabas did. That's what Paul did. That's what James did. That's what the church did. The Holy Ghost must be the confirming witness of what has happened in a person's life. Let's keep going. Verse 29. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Once again, Saul of Tarsus is going to find out it's not easy being a believer. Some would say he's getting a taste of his own medicine. People want to kill him. What I'm saying is he's on his way to becoming who the Lord wants him to be. Verse 30. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and set him forth to Tarsus. At the beginning of the chapter, no one could have saw verse 30 coming. What was verse 30? The very believers he once persecuted are now bringing him to Caesarea, and they're sticking him on a ship for his own safety and protection. At the beginning of the chapter, it would have been the reverse situation. Now, the believers are willing to put their lives on the line for this guy by smuggling him out of the country. Why? The Spirit bore witness that this Saul of Tarsus was a believer. Not just that. His conduct afterward was completely in line with what the Holy Spirit revealed about him. Verse 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. So what do we see here? One, rest. There will be a time when the church will be given rest from hard times. That's happening here. Second, edify, which means what? That they are being taught in the word of the Lord. Next, walking in the fear of the Lord. The Apostle Paul had another word for this. It was called exhortation in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And comfort of the Holy Ghost. What did Paul say? Edification, exhortation, comfort. What were these believers experiencing in this season of rest? Edification, exhortation, and comfort. Keep in mind, a lot of churches have started. Now, they need to be edified, exhorted, and comforted in the Word. And what's going to be the end result of this? Well, we see in verse 32, but that will be in the next lesson.